is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth on the eve of her state funeral Sunday, appearing on a balcony overlooking the coffin of Britain's late monarch as she lay in state. Speaking to reporters later, President Biden said the Queen's behavior was something to admire.
It's about treating people with dignity. I talk about how my mother and father thought that everyone, no matter who they were, no matter what their station, no matter where they're from, deserved to be treated with dignity. And that's exactly what she communicated, just the way she walked by her staff, just the way she acted.
Mr. Biden is among the scores of dignitaries and royals from across Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas who will attend Monday's funeral. The U.S. president will later join King Charles and other leaders from around the globe for a reception ahead of the grand state funeral. Britain's longest reigning monarch died September 8th at age 96. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday strongly condemned what she said were illegal border attacks by Azerbaijan on Armenia, using a visit to the Russian military ally to pledge American support for Armenian sovereignty. While in Armenia's capital, Pelosi said her trip had particular importance.
Our delegation had been very outspoken in saying that this was initiated by the Azeris and that there has to be recognition of that.
More than 200 people were killed in last week's border clashes. The United States, Pelosi said, was listening to Armenia about what its defense needs were and said Washington wanted to help and support Armenia in what she cast as a global struggle between democracy and autocracy. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine during the night. The British Defense Ministry warned Sunday Russia is likely to increase its attacks on civilian targets as it suffers battlefield defeats. In territory reclaimed from Russian forces last week, Ukrainian officials are finding makeshift prisons, alleging they served as torture chambers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A dank basement behind the local supermarket in Kozacha Lopan. This National Guard commander, asked to be identified just as Vitaly for security reasons, tells an AP team prisoners of war were held here and interrogated. President Vladimir Zelensky says more than 10 torture chambers have been found in liberated areas in the Kharkiv region, and he says the Russians left behind the devices they used, including electrical wires. Burial sites are being excavated, most notably in the city of Izium, where Ukrainian officials say more than 440 graves have been found, some bodies showing signs of violent deaths. Zelensky vows to identify all who carried it out. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hurricane Fiona barreled toward Puerto Rico's coast Sunday, knocking out all power and threatening to cause catastrophic flooding in the U.S. island territory. Packing winds of 85 miles per hour, Fiona is forecast to strengthen further in the next 48 hours as it moves toward Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic before heading north into the open waters of the Atlantic Ocean. U.S. President Joe Biden declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico Sunday as Fiona approached the island, authorizing the Federal Emergency Management Agency to provide assistance. Fiona is due just 2 days before the 5-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria, a devastating storm that caused nearly 3,000 deaths. China's consumer spending and output showed improvement in August, but are still weak because of continuous coronavirus restrictions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Analysts have warned the world's second largest economy is taking a hit from repeated shutdowns of cities to fight virus outbreaks. Economists say this year's Chinese economic growth might come in below 3%, less than half of last year's 8.1%. China's rebound from the pandemic has been disrupted by coronavirus restrictions. Antivirus measures saw industrial centers such as Shanghai shut down as the virus picked up pace from March this year. A report from investment bank ING says China's economy remains at risk from future lockdowns. I'm Karen Chamas.
And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth on the eve of her state funeral, appearing on a balcony overlooking the coffin of Britain's late monarch as she lay in state. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.